Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on ConocoPhillips, one of the world's largest independent exploration and production companies, primarily focused on oil and natural gas. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
ConocoPhillips has been a significant player in the energy sector for decades, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like loss aversion and the status quo bias influence their decision-making, especially in areas like capital investment and sustainability initiatives?
Loss aversion is particularly relevant to ConocoPhillips' approach to capital investment and resource management. The energy industry is highly capital-intensive, with substantial investments required for exploration, production, and infrastructure. ConocoPhillips, like many companies in the sector, tends to be cautious in its capital allocation, focusing on projects that promise steady returns and minimizing the risks of financial losses. This can lead to a preference for established oil and gas projects over more speculative or unproven ventures, such as renewable energy. Status quo bias also plays a significant role, especially given the company's long history in traditional energy production. ConocoPhillips has built its business around oil and natural gas, and this focus can create a resistance to shifting too quickly towards alternative energy sources or radically changing their operational model. While the company has made commitments to sustainability and reducing its carbon footprint, the pace of change is often measured, reflecting a bias toward maintaining their existing operations.
And this focus on managing risk and maintaining traditional strengths has helped ConocoPhillips remain a stable and reliable player in the energy sector, appealing to both customers and investors who value consistent performance and energy security.
Exactly. ConocoPhillips' strategic use of loss aversion in capital allocation and status quo bias in operational focus appeals to investors looking for a company that prioritizes financial stability and long-term returns. However, this approach also means that ConocoPhillips must carefully balance the need to evolve with the energy transition while continuing to deliver on its core strengths in oil and gas production.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at ConocoPhillips. As a global energy company, DEI is particularly important for ConocoPhillips. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
ConocoPhillips' approach to DEI is critical, especially as the company operates in a diverse range of markets and regions around the world. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance ConocoPhillips' ability to innovate and adapt to changing market conditions by fostering a culture that values diverse perspectives and ideas. A commitment to DEI allows ConocoPhillips to attract and retain top talent from various backgrounds, which is essential for maintaining its competitive edge in a rapidly changing industry. For investors, ConocoPhillips' focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with modern societal values, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help ConocoPhillips build stronger relationships with local communities, governments, and stakeholders, which is vital for navigating the complex regulatory and social environments in which it operates.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in the energy sector, where the ability to engage with diverse markets and stakeholders is critical to long-term success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture and operational strategies, ConocoPhillips not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of stakeholders, but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to global markets, ConocoPhillips operates in numerous countries with a focus on oil and natural gas exploration and production. How does the company adapt to different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
ConocoPhillips' global strategy involves tailoring its exploration and production activities to meet the specific needs and regulatory requirements of different regions while maintaining its core focus on operational efficiency and profitability. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with operating in diverse markets. ConocoPhillips' ability to navigate complex international regulations, such as those related to environmental protection and resource extraction, allows it to maintain a strong global presence. The company's approach to understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly helps mitigate risks associated with geopolitical instability, regulatory changes, and economic fluctuations. By ensuring that its operations are compliant and efficient in different regions, ConocoPhillips can continue to expand its market share and strengthen its global brand.
And this adaptability is essential for ConocoPhillips, especially as they face competition from both national oil companies and other global energy giants. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and leadership in different markets is key to their continued success.
Exactly. ConocoPhillips' focus on understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the energy industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in global energy demand, regulatory environments, and competitive pressures.
Now, let's compare ConocoPhillips to other companies in the energy industry, like ExxonMobil, Chevron, and BP. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
ConocoPhillips' dynamics are often compared to other energy giants like ExxonMobil, Chevron, and BP, particularly in their approach to exploration, production, and sustainability. ConocoPhillips' strength lies in its focus on efficient oil and gas production, which appeals to investors looking for a company that is committed to maximizing returns from traditional energy sources. ExxonMobil, with its integrated business model and significant investments in both upstream and downstream operations, appeals to investors interested in a company that balances traditional energy with new technologies. Chevron, known for its strong upstream portfolio and commitment to shareholder returns, attracts those looking for a company that emphasizes operational excellence and financial discipline. BP, with its ambitious plans to transition to a lower carbon future, appeals to investors interested in companies that are leading the energy transition. ConocoPhillips' behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for operational efficiency, strong financial management, and adaptability, making it an attractive option for those seeking stability and growth in the energy industry.
And unlike BP, which is making significant investments in renewable energy, ConocoPhillips' strength lies in its focus on traditional oil and gas production, appealing to a different type of investor and market.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For ConocoPhillips, the focus on traditional energy production, operational efficiency, and global adaptability provides a unique value proposition in the energy industry.
To sum up, ConocoPhillips' approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their capital investment strategies, global market adaptations, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives ConocoPhillips' stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.